Hey y'all, welcome to this Joyful Life podcast. My name is Rachel Witt. It's episode 37 and we get to start Advent. So today we're talking about JOMO, not FOMO. We're going to talk about the joy of missing out today and how you can protect your Christmas, your Advent season, and maybe, you know, get rid of some stress that you just don't need in the holidays. I'm so glad you guys are here. Let's get started. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. Today is all about JOMO, the joy of missing out. As a mom, I have FOMO often, and I think that probably the holiday season is the worst for FOMO because social media, we are reminded constantly of all the things people are doing in the holidays that are awesome. And for me, I want to make sure my kids have a great Christmas and I want to do all the things and say yes to all the things. And FOMO leads to so much stress and sometimes anxiety and just unneeded pressure, especially as a mom. You have enough on your plate. So how can we protect our Christmas? We can get rid of the FOMO and just focus on JOMO, the joy of missing out. Because there is joy in missing out and protecting your peace in the holidays. So I love to think about when I'm reading the Bible, I love to close my eyes and just imagine what the moment was really like. What was it like for the shepherds to find baby Jesus in the manger, a fresh baby? Like, is there anything better than the warm, sweet, like sleepy, brand new baby? Oh my goodness, having a new baby myself. Baby Essie is 11 weeks old, which is crazy that she's 11 weeks old. But I just am cherishing this newborn time of just having a teeny tiny baby, warm baby in my arms. Such a blessing, such a gift. But the very first Christmas was simple. And I want to give you permission to make your Christmas simple too. So here are some things that I think are good things that you can do to have JOMO, that joy of missing out, and you can just rebuke FOMO. Like, we don't have a place for that in the holidays. It has no place in your mind or your heart. How can you protect your peace but still have an awesome Christmas for your family? So I think social media can be the root of unneeded stress, and it creates FOMO because you're seeing all the awesome things people do. So how can you avoid that? So just turn your phone off. Maybe you have a phone box where you just like put it in your kitchen and you hide it in a cabinet and you're like, I'll check it in a few hours. I'm not gonna look now. I'm not gonna scroll social media, seeing like all the things you need to buy and all the things you need to go do and all the things. If you're feeling like you need some JOMO and you need some joy of missing out, stop looking at what everybody else is doing. And that's gonna help so much. You can still get on social media for little pockets of time in your day if you want to, but don't sit there and scroll for hours because it's gonna make you feel like you're not enough and it's just not true. What you're doing isn't enough. That's just not true. So I have this belief that God did not create our minds and our hearts to know everything about everyone all the time. And I say it all the time. I'm like, I don't think God gave us space in our hearts and our minds for that. And in the holidays, especially where there's added stress, there's added dynamics and relationships and all the things, there's so much that the holidays have that the rest of the year doesn't have. And we don't need to make it worse by seeing what everybody's doing all the time. I just think that it adds so much extra pressure, maybe sometimes anxiety or stress, and we don't even realize it because we're happy for our friends. When I see a friend doing something awesome in the holidays, I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks like so much fun. I'm so happy for them, and we got to figure out a way to do it. And that's just not a healthy mindset. Sometimes it might be okay, right? Like, one year I was reminded about Christmas cookies and it was very close to Christmas and we couldn't squeeze it in. There was no time to do it. So we did it after Christmas and we all survived and it protected peace. Instead of squeezing it in when we just didn't have the time, it didn't make sense. We did it after Christmas and we have survived. And it's a core memory for our family and I love doing it. So we did it after Christmas. But social media can be a rabbit trail for people and lead you to spend money you don't need to spend and to do things you don't have time to do. So I would encourage you to make a Christmas list on paper or in the notes app in your phone. And that way you're keeping track of your spending. You're keeping track of things that you intend to buy. Maybe you're waiting for a sale, but you've got it all there. I have put a few Christmas lists in the notes app on my phone. My kids know not to look at it. And I put it there so that Cyber Monday and Black Friday, I could see if those things were on sale before I got them. But if we just kind of don't have a plan, then we can be excited about things we see on social media and not think like, is this what I need to spend money on right now? Is this the best fit for our family? Do we need this item or am I just jacked up about it, super excited? It's letting you have more of a plan financially, and it's going to give you some joy in missing out when you say no to buying something. You feel good about it because you weren't lured in through social media, through things that look like they're exciting and fun. The same goes for things to do. I know where I live in Virginia, there's so much Christmas stuff. We make church Christmas things a priority. We look forward to doing those things every year. And then there's a few things around town that we enjoy doing. But last year we did something we had never done before. And we went to the Hotel Roanoke, a big, fancy, beautiful hotel here. And they have Christmas trees where companies can set up a Christmas tree and decorate it. Organizations can do that. Two, and my mother-in-law put an ornament up because when my father-in-law passed away, he was an organ donor, and there is someone in the world that can see because of my father-in-law making an organ donation with his eyes. And so we wanted to go see that Christmas tree, and we wanted to go see his ornament. It was very special, and it was something we didn't normally do, but we had the time to do it. It was actually a free thing to do, and it meant a lot to my family, so we went and did it. But this year, I'm not sure if we're gonna go, and that's okay. There is no shame that we did something last year we may not do this year. We had a reason to add in that special thing, and it was meaningful to us. So I think you have to decide, do I have time for this? Do I have space for this in my heart and my mind? Is that a good reason to say yes? Financially, is this a good idea? And if you can sift through those things and maybe bounce it off someone that you trust that's wise in your life, and you can do that, you can say yes to something new, but just don't feel pressure to say yes to everything. I think that's a trap that makes us overscheduled in the holidays and maybe just thin financially, and we don't want that either. So if you can ask yourself those questions, I think it'll be super helpful. And not just go, you know, with things that seem exciting on social media. You have permission to say no to things that don't fit in those questions. So if you say, I don't have time for this, there's no space for this in my head or my heart, financially, this is not a good choice. Like if there's some Christmas light display and it's going to take your family $70 to go do it, don't feel pressured to say yes to that. You can drive around and see Christmas lights for free, and you don't have to feel pressured to go do something and spend a ton of money. If it doesn't fit those things, have the joy of missing out, not the fear of missing out, so you say yes unnecessarily. So we did this one year. It was going to be so expensive for us to see Christmas lights. We have a big family, and I was like, why are we doing that? Let's just go drive around town to the best places. So I asked on social media, what are the best places to see Christmas lights? And we had hot cocoa, Christmas pajamas. We drove to see Christmas lights and we had a blast. So we had joy in missing out on something that wasn't a good fit. And we had so much fun saying yes to the thing that was. So that is good. A couple more questions that I think are important when we're focusing on JOMO, not FOMO. Is my Christmas going to be meaningful if I don't do this? So for me, I love doing Christmas cookies with my kids. It brings me so much joy, even though it makes a giant mess, even though it takes a lot of time. I love doing that. This year, though, I'm trying, and last year, same thing, trying to figure out a way to do it where my daughter, who's a type 1 diabetic, can participate better, because we just don't have a lot of sugar in our house or anything like that. So I'm like, how can I do Christmas cookies in a better way? But figuring that out. But anyway, I know that that is something that I really enjoy. So it's meaningful to me, and my kids like it. So we say yes to it. And I think that's good. If it's something that doesn't really mean a lot to you, or your Christmas would be meaningful even if you don't do it, don't feel pressured to say yes. I think that's a good question to ask yourself. Like, is my Christmas going to be meaningful if I don't do this? Okay, well, then you don't have to. And I think that permission to say no is important, especially if you're like me and you enjoy saying yes sometimes to way too much. Okay, so that second question, is this important to me, my husband, or our children? And if it's important, that's a priority for me. If it's something they love, it's a priority for me. So now we love driving around and going to see Christmas lights. So when the kids are like, hey, when can we go do that? We're going to go do it. Financially, is this the best yes? So there have been years where I've wanted to get something for my husband or my kids for Christmas, and I've just had to say no, not right now. And I just want you to know, if you have to say no, not right now, it does not make you a bad wife or a bad mother. It doesn't. Because hopefully, if your kids or your husband still want that thing in the future, then it's something you can say yes to at another time. But if you can't say yes to it in this exact second, don't let shame or embarrassment or pressure make you say yes to something financially that just doesn't fit. That is, I think, important, because you don't want to strap yourself financially. I heard once a friend say, and I don't want to divulge too much, but this was many years ago when I only had one kid. That's your only clue. And she said, oh, it's no big deal. Don't you just put all your gifts on a credit card and pay off the credit card throughout the year? I mean, you could pay like $100 a month and have a really sweet Christmas. And so she spent the money before she had it and then paid it off, and of course probably had interest and all the things. And I was just like, I've never done that, and I don't want to ever do that. For me, it just isn't, it would bring me so much anxiety to know that I had done that for Christmas. So maybe you need a plan B, a side hustle. Maybe you need a second job to be able to pay for something, because it's that important to you that your child or your husband has it at Christmas. And then I say, more power to you, hustle, make it happen, go for it. But if it's something that is just not a best yes, I just want to give you permission that that's okay too. And then, do we have time for this? There were several Christmases where my husband and I planned vacations in December, and they were great. I'm pretty sure they were all to Disney. It's one of my favorite places to go. And it's one of my favorite places to go at Christmas. I love Disney World at Christmas time. And we had done some work trips there and had gone as a family. And going those years, it strapped me. And it just time-wise, I was like, oh my goodness, like this is not a best yes right now. But hopefully in the future we can do it again. It was just like, because I love it at Christmas. But we got home on the 23rd of December. And I remember that year, it was just too much. It was like, this is crazy. Why did we do this? This is nuts. So in the future, if we go at Christmas, hopefully we can find another time. Or maybe you want to say it's worth it. There may be some things that you say, it's going to be crazy for this Christmas, but then in the future it's not. And that's okay too. Sometimes you just have to power through, because it is the perfect moment. It's just going to make things a little crazy, and that's okay. All of that to say, JOMO is a good thing. The joy of missing out. If your friends last minute are like, hey, all these families are going ice skating, do you guys want to come? And you're like, you know what? I just want to watch the Grinch and eat popcorn or whatever. That's okay. It's okay for you to have joy in missing out. The first Christmas was simple, and your Christmas can be simple too. We don't need to put extra pressure on ourselves because I think we can make Christmas meaningful and wonderful and keep it simple at the same time. Now, there are going to be choir concerts. There's going to be things at church. There's going to be parties at school and pajamas that need purchased. And yesterday, two of my kids needed Christmas socks at school. But instead of frantically running out to Walmart and spending money on Christmas socks that they will wear one time, we had red and green baseball socks, and I had some snowflake socks. So one kid wore a red and a green baseball sock, and the other kid wore my snowflake socks, and we all survived, and it was great. But my instinct was to be like, great, now I gotta go to Walmart. Now I gotta get these Christmas socks. And I just decided that that's not gonna make my kids have a meaningful Christmas, and we can make it fun and not put that stress. So if there's something that you are presented with that's not gonna fit in your family's life this Christmas, just know that it's okay to have joy in missing out on that instead of that fear of missing out, that FOMO. If you don't do it, then you know you're gonna let somebody down. It's okay. It's okay if your kids wear baseball socks for Christmas sock day. It was fine and everybody survived and it was the best yes for my family. So protect your peace in the holidays, and maybe you need to talk to a friend like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Can you share some wisdom with me? And you guys can chat about that. But I think as mothers, our desire is good. We want to provide this amazing Christmas for our family. We want core memories to be made. And it puts so much pressure on us as mothers that it's okay to have JOMO, not FOMO. It's okay. You have permission to say no to things that don't fit in your family, in your schedule, or in your finances. It is okay to say no and have a simple Christmas that is meaningful. It's okay if you have a crazy Christmas and it's meaningful. But if you're like me and you just kind of want to protect that peace, simple is kind. And the first Christmas was simple, and I think it's cool if yours is too. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom as we try to provide a fun Christmas for our family, a meaningful Christmas for our family. And we pray that in these moments where we have a fear of missing out, that you would provide us with joy in missing out, and that we know that we're still going to have a great Christmas, even if we say no to some things this holiday season. In your name I pray, amen. All right, y'all, so excited to chat with you guys about JOMO. Would love to hear your thoughts on this, and if there's anything that you say no to this Christmas season. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll see you soon.